It's time right now here on Prophecy Today for us to take a look at the book. On Prophecy Today weekend, we had a very, very interesting, unique opportunity to have a conversation with Gershon Solomon, who was on the Temple Mount when the Israeli Defense Force captured the Old City and the Temple Mount in Jerusalem after almost 2,000 years and reunited the Holy City of Jerusalem. I want to talk about that a bit more in just a moment, the reunification of Jerusalem, as we take a look at the book. That'll happen after we talk about the time we spent with our broadcast partners as well. Ken Timmerman in Washington, D.C. discussed with us Russia's permanent naval presence in the Mediterranean, and also Iran and Hezbollah are ready to fight to the death for Bashar Assad as he tries to keep control of Syria. David Dolan gave us a Middle East news update. We talk about Israel preparing for war as the war clouds gather, and Al-Qaeda is calling for jihad, a holy war against Israel. Itamar Marcus heads up Palestinian Media Watch there in Israel, and we talked about the Palestinian Authority holding a banquet in honor of the Mahdi, that would be the Muslim Messiah, and the coming caliphate, that would be world dominion or a kingdom headquartered in the city of Jerusalem. Dr. Rob Congdon gave us an update on the European Union. He says the European Union is telling the Jewish settlers to stop construction. That is a precursor to Bible prophecy in the future, for sure. And we talked with Attila Tuna. He's a Turkish journalist who was in Israel, in Tiberias actually, on a tour of Israel. We talked about Tayyip Erdogan, the prime minister of Turkey, working to make Turkey an Islamic republic. That's the reason for all the protests that are going on at this time. All of these conversations are on my website, prophecytoday.com. Go to PTRN, Prophecy Today Radio Network, and you can listen to any and all of these conversations. Do me a favor, tell a friend about what you heard from these conversations that they need to hear it as well, and direct them to prophecytoday.com and PTRN. But you know, my dear friend, I believe my interview with Gershon Solomon was very important. It was an eyewitness account of what happened June 7, 1967, when Jerusalem was reunited after almost 2,000 years. You need to hear this interview. Again, it's at prophecytoday.com, PTRN. The poll question can be found on our homepage, prophecytoday.com, on the left-hand column. Just scroll down, and here's the question. Controversy will be prevalent as it relates to Jerusalem in the last days. Now, do you think Zechariah 12:2 could be fulfilled in the very near future? Be sure to answer our poll question at prophecytoday.com. But right now, I want to think with you about a statement that Jesus Christ made when he was referring to Jerusalem. You can go to the book of Luke and chapter 21. Now, let me remind you that the Olivet Discourse, that is the prophetic message that Jesus gave his disciples and followers. The Olivet Discourse is recorded in Matthew chapter 24, Mark chapter 13, and the book of Luke chapter 21. In chapter 21 of Luke, the statements made by Jesus about what would happen just prior to his coming, his second coming, right after the tribulation period, are in the beginning of the chapter. But then he changes focus, because he also said in that Olivet Discourse that Jerusalem's temple would be devastated, destroyed, the city would be also torn down, and the Jews would be dispersed to the four corners of the earth. Starting in Luke chapter 21 and verse 12, he starts to talk about the indicators of what would help the Jewish people to recognize this time. He said in verse 20, "And when ye shall see Jerusalem compassed with armies, then know that the desolation thereof is nigh." Now that would be applicable to the return of Jesus Christ as well, but as we continue to read in the context, he's telling the Jewish people to flee to the mountains, and I don't believe this is referring to the second coming of Christ. This is at the time when the Jews will be scattered across the four corners of the earth. Look at verse 24. This will help us to understand the context. And they shall fall by the edge of the sword. Now that did happen in 70 AD. And shall be led away captive unto all the nations. And that's a prophecy in Deuteronomy chapter 28. And it's referring to what happened in 70 AD. Now notice the next phrase. And Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. That's talking about from that point in history, 70 AD, until the return of Jesus Christ. The times of the Gentiles would refer to any time in history when the Gentile leaders of this world have control over the Jewish people and the city of Jerusalem. That's the time of the Gentiles. And what Jesus said, these Jews would be led away captive into the four corners of the earth until the times of the Gentiles would be fulfilled. That's Luke chapter 21 and verse 24. You need to study it. And it's referring to 70 AD, not the second coming of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ said that Jerusalem would be destroyed, the temple also. Now that happened in 70 AD. But notice the statement said that in verse 24, the Jews would be scattered to the four corners of the earth. This prophecy is referring to today. Gentile world powers, they dictate what will happen in Israel, and in particular in Jerusalem. June 7 was not the fulfillment or the end of the times of the Gentiles and those world powers. Today, President Obama, a Gentile leader. Catherine Ashton of the European Union, a Gentile leader. Ban Ki-moon, the Secretary General of the United Nations, a Gentile leader. These Gentile leaders are dictating to the Jewish people what would happen. Zechariah chapter 12 and verse 2, the ancient Jewish prophet said, Jerusalem will be the center of controversy until Jesus Christ comes back. June 7 was a great day for the Jewish people. However, the worst is yet to come. You know, as we think about the reunification of the city of Jerusalem, June 7, 1967, we only come to the realization that Bible prophecy is indeed about to be fulfilled. The next event on God's calendar of activity will be when Jesus shouts, the archangel shouts, the trumpet of God sounds, and we, those of us who know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, shall be caught up to meet Him in the air. And everything we've talked about on this broadcast, especially focusing on June 7, 1967, the reunification of the city of Jerusalem after 2,000 years, is simply the precursor to all of Bible prophecy being fulfilled and an indicator that the rapture could happen at any moment. And having said that, nothing left for me to say except let's keep looking up until.
Thank you so much for joining us today. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us again next week for more of Prophecy Today.